From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, this is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Over the last year, the number of people in Ada County experiencing homelessness has risen by nearly 10%, making services provided by local shelters more important than ever. And in Boise, Corpus Christi House is the primary day-use shelter in the city, filling a crucial gap for those in need of help, especially as temperatures start to get colder. And this month, the nonprofit is celebrating their 20th anniversary. So we thought we'd invite them to talk more about the work that they do right here in our community. So joining us today are Chad Somerville, a member of Corpus Christi's Board of Directors, and volunteer Chloe Kennedy. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So for those who aren't familiar with Corpus Christi House, Chad, can you tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thanks for having us on here. Corpus Christi House is in a very unique position to offer the basic services to people who are experiencing a housing crisis that bring them the dignity and respect that all people deserve. And that includes having a safe place to be during the day, having access to a bathroom, having access to showers, and something that's very interesting beyond what you might expect is the basics of food and warmth is having a mailing address. Corpus Christi House provides a mailing address for free for up to, I think we're at about 1,500 people in the Boise area right now use our location for their address. And our real mission is to ease the burden that homelessness brings on a person. And that comes through those basic services that give them the dignity.
And that's such a good point, right? Giving folks dignity. And Chloe, can you maybe talk a little bit more about that and really how much of a true service that is when we remember someone's humanity?
Yeah, I think for me, it makes me think of like, so we are very much like a very grassroots organization. We don't really get any large grants. So it's the community that runs it. It's the community that keeps it going. And so I think in such a huge part of the services that we offer is that like, there's the material services of like, you can go in and you know, you can get a sandwich, a shower, pick up your mail, use the computer. But also within that is there's so many people that just have such good hearts that want to give and want to connect. There's so many guests that have been around for such a long time that they kind of can help us pick up the slack around the building. And so to me, having been around there for years and years, it really does feel like a little community in and of itself, which isn't to say that it's not, you know, crazy and we don't have our days. But at the end of the day, it's a place that members from the larger community can come in and can have an impact on the people that they want to help and want to serve. They see folks flying signs. They want to get to know those folks. And then also for the people that we're giving services to, they feel like this is a place that I can go. This is a place that I can have belonging. And like out on the street, it's so, so turbulent just to have a place where you're like, I can more or less expect to come in here and know here's what's going to go down. I know that there's going to be people that are happy to see me, that are happy to listen to me, and that want to do what they can to help.
And Chloe, about how many people do you serve every day?
Like 150,
Oh, wow.
More or less. Don't do like great head counting. It's a zero barrier shelter. So folks can come and go and we don't need their name. We don't need anything from them. We just want to help out. But our best guess is, about 150.
And Chloe, talk a little bit about really the folks that you serve, because I imagine that people come to Corpus Christi for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah. And so I think on one end of the spectrum, we have folks from the New Path Housing First Project. So they're no longer literally homeless, but they were at one point part of that community. And so they still find belonging and company from being able to come in. And, you know, now they don't have to buy as many groceries because they're able to get a lunch here or there. And so, right, no judgment. We love to see those folks around. We love to hear their success stories. And then we also get a huge number of folks who are in there because they can't be in interfaith or in the mission during the day. And then on the keep going down on the other end of the spectrum is we are one of the best places for people that are camping out. And for whatever reason, if they can't be in the shelters, we are able to be a resource and a community for them, a safe place, a meeting place. And so we, I feel like in the time that I've been there, I feel like we see everyone from every walk of life, every backstory. There's people that are really excited to share about all the crazy things that have happened to them that have brought them to this point, good, bad, or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And Chad, I can only imagine that your services are even more needed as the temperatures start to drop. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. As Chloe just mentioned, there are a lot of people who are unsheltered. They live in their cars. There are campers, as you might see in Boise, a lot more people living in their cars or just at someone's house, and they need a place to warm up. They need a place to take a shower, to take care of those basic elements that we all take for granted, the little things, right? Well, those little things are big things. And it really becomes critical when the temperatures drop. So Corpus Christi House is, number one, it's located down on Americana, right? Very, very central, just past the Rhodes Skate Park. And it's not a very big building. We can fit maybe 60 people inside the actual space of the building. So people kind of come in and flow in, then we have a much larger patio. So, and what we see is that people just really need to shake off that cold, to have a warm bite. Coffee is where we start. You know, coffee is like the beginning of hospitality for us. And so you come in, coffee's always served, and everything is free to anyone. And as Chloe mentioned, It's zero barriers. We ask no questions. We expect the basic guidelines of respect for each guest who comes through our doors. But other than that, anyone's welcome.
So Chad, I'm curious about any maybe challenges that Corpus Christi House is running up against when it comes to the fact that we are just seeing such a housing crisis, which means that you are then serving a growing population of folks who are unhoused.
Yes, absolutely. So the numbers that we are seeing right now have grown exponentially. You mentioned the 10% growth. For us, that number is much, much higher. Right? Our percentage of people that we're seeing is much, much higher. And as Chloe mentioned, we are grassroots. We are based on a community of people, of volunteers who come in and serve a 3 to 4 hour shift once a week. We are experiencing a need for more volunteers who can take on that 3 to 4 hour shift once a week, maybe even once a month, right? But it's those people who are really the backbone of the services and keep the shelter running. We have a very, very small staff of people who are actually paid to do this work. They're experts at what they do, but there are only 3 to 5 people who are actually paid at Corpus Christi House. It's an incredibly small team doing some incredibly big work. And as we see the numbers of guests coming through our doors increase, we're also seeing some additional challenges. We're seeing a lot of young people come through our doors. These are people who are possibly aging out of foster care. They're coming in for different reasons. There's some mental health, obviously, that plays into some of that. But we're seeing a lot. Number one, the numbers are high, and just the challenges that people are facing are unique.
Mm-hmm. And as Chad mentioned, Chloe, very few paid employees at Corpus Christi House. It's mostly run by volunteers. So as you are, so what's that like to be helping at a shelter in order to meet all of these needs and, you know, and basically, you know, for the most part, be run almost exclusively by volunteers?
I mean, I think, so I started volunteering at Corpus years and years ago, right when I was like fresh out of college. And for me, it was this like curiosity of like, who are these people? Like you see the vans, you see the signs. And so it was this desire to build a relationship that drew me there. And then I was immediately completely overwhelmed, because it is, you are right in the middle of a huge group of people that can be loud and chaotic and ask for things. And you're like, oh my goodness, there's so many people in this building. I can't, like, the classic thing at Corpus is like, you'll walk in the front door and someone will ask you for one thing. And by the time you get to the back door, you've got three other things on your to-do list. and so I think that's one side of the volunteer experience that can be really difficult to overcome, is this feeling of overwhelm. Like, this is too much. This is too much for me to take on. It's too much for anyone to take on. And then I think the other side of the volunteer experience, and like what keeps me coming back and keeps me plugged into the organization, is just the humanity, the people that you meet, the relationships that you build. I mean, with the 5 years I've been with Corpus, I have, you know, I've developed some really close relationships with folks, and has helped to grow my compassion and empathy as a whole, that I can hear not just someone's story and then be like, that was a crazy day, but to then, you know, follow them as they are trying to navigate through Social Security. And then after getting out of Social Security, like, there was a guy who I was talking to recently who I was like, oh my gosh, you lost your housing. Like, what's happening? And just getting those updates and following along on their journey. It, for me, like, I have a lot of concern about the housing crisis. And in part, that's because I know very deeply, very well, the people mm-hmm. that are being impacted by this housing crisis. And so it's not something that's abstract. It's something that feels very personal. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, I specifically have like three or four people in mind that I'm like, I know they're actively suffering because of what we're going through. And so I would encourage people to, if you get overwhelmed, everybody's overwhelmed. I've been there 5 years and I'm still overwhelmed. But to stay with it and to come in with an open mind, open heart, if you can withhold your judgments until you hear just some people's stories and just see what they go through, it's really, I think, as a whole, made me someone who can be more caring and more compassionate beyond just mm-hmm. even my volunteer experience.
And Chad, if folks find themselves in need of assistance, where are you located, and what can, and on the flip side of that, what can people do who aren't in this situation? What can people do to help?
Great question. Thank you. We are at 525 Americana, right down 16th turns into Americana. We're right underneath, you pass the overpass, and we're right there on the right, next to a State Farm insurance sign is what you can see. We're very small. And that's why we're so thrilled to have, to been asked to come on and join you, because most people don't know we even exist. Most people drive right by and don't even know that we were there. So the first thing I'd ask is look to the right and look for the little blue awning. That is Corpus Christi House. The second thing people can do is go to our website and just look at ways that you can help. There's a very simple volunteer sign-up form, and our volunteer coordinators will get in touch with you and talk to you about the jobs that feel right to you. Not everybody wants to be in the mix, right? Some people want to maybe work in the mail room and help hand out mail. Some people, we need people behind the scenes as well. We need, gosh, we could use a grant writer. Are there any grant writers out there? you know, we need people of all types to be helping out. And then lastly, as a community, we need, as Chloe mentioned, it's a grassroots, and we have a number one fundraiser that we run every year, starts December 12th and runs December 12th through the 31st. And we have an enormous goal to reach of 200,000 this year. And we need everybody's support to reach that goal, to keep us running. Every dollar that comes into Corpus goes directly to the services that we use. As I mentioned, we have very little staff. We have very little overhead. It all goes to making sure that Corpus is functioning and serving those over 150 people a day.
Wow, yeah. So before I let you go, I mentioned that you're coming up on the 20-year anniversary of Corpus mm-hmm. Christi House. I mean, Chad, what is that like to know that you have been serving this community, this organization has, you know, for two decades?
It's incredible. It's incredible. So we have, number one, we were started by a group of volunteers who just wanted to provide some help to some people. And it started out of the back of Tim Cooper's car, mm-hmm. right? And then a number of other people, Paul Hatab, Henry Kruer, Kathy Kruer, and Rick Skinner, a number of folks got together from, and although Corpus Christi House has a very religious sounding name, and we did come from people who are connected to churches, it is not affiliated with any particular one church at all. It is a group of people who came together, who said, we can pool together some funds and buy this building. And if we do that, we can support the community in this very, very unique way with a hospitality house. And it is so refreshing to see that 20 years and those same people are still with the organization. We are growing. We have people like Chloe here who are helping out. We have people who are listening here who are going to be helping out. It's really a joyful experience to see Corpus have come to 20 years and now look to the future as well.
Well, I want to thank both of you for your time and telling us a little bit more about Corpus Christi House and what you do. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.